It is 15 hours 30 Universal Time, and here is the news in special English on the Voice of America. I'm Ray Freeman in Washington. Hong Kong has reported its lowest one-day number of deaths from severe acute respiratory syndrome. The Chinese territory announced three more deaths from SARS Monday. A total of 187 people have died from SARS in Hong Kong since the virus first appeared there in March. More than 1,600 people in the territory have been infected. In China, people in at least two towns are demanding the government set up special centers to observe people with signs of the virus. China has been hit hardest by the fast-spreading sickness. On Sunday, the World Health Organization announced that the SARS virus can live in human waste and waste treatment systems for up to 4 days. The Pakistani Foreign Ministry says India's leader has announced an invitation for talks with Pakistani Prime Minister Zafarullah Khan Jamali. A Pakistani spokesman says Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee sent a letter to Islamabad. The spokesman says Mr. Vajpayee wrote that he is ready for talks with Pakistan's government. India and Pakistan have fought for years for control over the disputed area of Kashmir. In Indian Kashmir Monday, a bomb exploded and killed one person in the town of Doda. 17 others were wounded. India says Pakistan-based separatists were responsible. Pakistan denies the accusation. North Korea has threatened to withdraw from all talks on nuclear issues. It says it will take such action unless the United States supports North Korea's proposal for ending the crisis over its nuclear program. North Korea presented the plan at a meeting last month with officials from the United States and China. However, the Bush administration says the plan contained nothing new. American officials say North Korea just made a new list of old demands. Delegates in the Iraqi city of Mosul have held Iraq's first election since the ouster of President Saddam Hussein. United States forces provided security. The 250 delegates chose members of a new city council. Arab politicians won 13 of the 24 seats. The new council also will include Assyrian Christians, Kurds, and three other ethnic groups. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has met with United States diplomat William Burns. The two men met in the West Bank city of Ramallah. They discussed an American plan for peace in the Middle East released last week. After the talks, Mr. Burns said Israelis and Palestinians both need to take steps if they want the cause of peace to move forward. The diplomat urged the Palestinians to fight terror and violence. He also said Israelis need to stop settlement activity in the West Bank and Gaza and ease the suffering of Palestinians who live under Israeli rule. On Sunday, Mr. Burns discussed the peace plan with Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. You are listening to the news in VOA Special English. Russia says Iran is not violating its nuclear agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Atomic Energy Minister Alexander Rumyantsev has met with United States diplomat John Bolton in Moscow to discuss nuclear issues. Reports say the two men agreed there is no evidence that Iran has violated its agreement with the United Nations. However, Mr. Bolton was expected to re-express American government concerns over Russian aid to Iran's nuclear program. The United States believes Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons. Iran says it is only interested in nuclear energy for electricity. The two officials also were expected to discuss North Korea. Representatives of the world's leading industrial nations and Russia are meeting in Paris to discuss the international fight against terrorism. The group of eight justice and interior ministers are expected to talk about ways to find and block the finances of terrorists and other criminal groups. The delegates will also likely discuss how to improve computer security and the sharing of genetic evidence among national police forces. The group of eight includes Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United States, and Russia. A London-based newspaper says United Nations experts will call for extending restrictions against Liberia this week. The Financial Times reports that UN experts will argue Liberia is providing weapons and fighters to conflicts in nearby nations. The newspaper says the UN committee will also say that Liberia's reported actions could increase violence in many countries around it. The UN first ordered the restrictions against Liberia 2 years ago because of its involvement in the conflict in Sierra Leone. That conflict has since ended, and the restrictions are set to end this month. Critics believe the Liberian government is currently using money from the sale of wood to help finance the civil war in Ivory Coast. International experts and law enforcement officials are meeting in France to organize a search for Iraqi art and cultural objects. Thousands of artworks and other valuables were stolen from museums and libraries in Baghdad after United States forces captured the city last month. The meeting is taking place in Lyon, France, and delegates include officials from the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and cultural organization, and Interpol. The International Criminal Police Force says it may put the missing Iraqi property on its list of stolen art. United States Attorney General John Ashcroft is to speak to the delegates Tuesday. Now, briefly, here is the major news of the hour. Hong Kong has reported its lowest one-day number of deaths from severe acute respiratory syndrome. Pakistan says India's leader has accepted Pakistani Prime Minister Zafarullah Khan Jamali's invitation for talks, and North Korea has threatened to withdraw from all nuclear talks. It says it will take the action unless the United States gives support to a North Korean plan to end the crisis over its nuclear program. That's the news in VOA Special English. This is Ray Freeman.